Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joyce, it's Ronk with the HOA.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling because we were doing the routine scan of the neighborhood this morning, and we noticed your desktop was just a little dirty, and so Karen just wanted me to call and just ask if you could clean that up.
My what?
Your desktop. You know, you're on your computer.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your desktop. You have like a bunch of files on the desktop and yeah, you just
How do you know what's on my desktop on my computer?
Well, we were doing the routine scan, you know, the malware scan in the neighborhood and everything's good there.
You can't go into my computer. You are nuts.
I'm racist.
You're listening to Bonersode 129. I'm your host, Craig Ronkerson. Today is 6-9-2022, and my producer is Sean M. Thank you, Sean, for making this the shortest intro ever.
Hello.
Hello, Andy.
Who's this?
Hey, Andy. It's Ronk with the HOA.
Oh, the HOA?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we were doing the routine scan of the neighborhood this morning. And Karen just wanted me to let you know, tomorrow we're going to be defragmenting your hard drive.
Wait a minute. Wait. Back off a minute. I'm not on the HOA board anymore. Is that what you're calling about?
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. But you're still over there on the...
Yeah.
So we were just doing the routine scan, and we noticed that your hard drive is fragmented. And so...
No. Wait a minute. What do you mean my hard drive is fragmented?
Well, it's just kind of disorganized. Like all the files are all willy nilly.
On my computer?
Yeah, we just did the routine scan. You know, it came up clean as far as malware. You're good there, but your hard drive is all the files are all willy nilly. So we're going to be defragmenting it tomorrow.
You can't defrag my computer.
Oh yeah, we can. We've got the special tools for it to do it remotely, but we just need you to leave it on tomorrow at about 2:00.
I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
What do you mean?
I don't see how you can defragment my computer. You don't have access to it.
Oh, yeah, we can access it remotely. That's how we did the scan this morning.
You did what kind of scan this morning? Look, this is serious. Somebody can mess around with my computer.
Oh, no, we're not messing around with it. We were just making sure that it's clean.
No, not you, but anybody that has, you know, your tools could, is what it sounds like.
Like, it's a secure process, if that's what you're worried about.
Wait a minute.
What?
It has nothing to do with the HOA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just part of the rules around here. You can't
Look. I was on the board. There was never any...
I know, but that was forever ago.
That was forever ago, and whoever did it's a dumb... you know what?
A dumb what?
A dumb what, yeah. Uh-huh. You want me to fill in that blank?
Well, no, I don't... I'm not going to use language.
I want to know who it was. They have no... You guys have no business.
Well, yeah, we do now. It's in the rules.
I've never seen that rule.
Okay, well, you need to pay attention to what we do around here. Just because you're not on the board doesn't...
I do when I get an email. I do.
Okay, well, just because you're not on the board doesn't mean the rules don't apply to you, Andy.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that you can't go around defragmenting my computer.
Oh, yeah, we can. It's right there in the handbook. Clearly states that we can defrag any hard drive that is found to be fragmented. And also, you need to empty your recycle bin.
I want to know who I'm talking to again.
Ronk?
Huh?
This is Ronk Craigerson.
Can you spell your last name?
Yeah, I could.
All right.
But anyways, yeah, it's no big deal or anything. You're not in trouble. We're just going to go ahead and take care of that.
I want to know where in the heck you're coming from.
What do you mean? I live here in the neighborhood. I'm not coming from anywhere.
Yeah, and you're on the board.
Yeah. I'm on it.
And you're calling me about... I have to defragment my device.
I'm on the board, and sometimes I'm...
And I want to know what business is that of yours?
And sometimes I'm on top of the board, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but, wink, but wink. What business is that of yours?
You know?
What business is that of yours?
Me and Karen, you know, we just... What do you mean?
Yeah, I know Karen. Yeah, I know all those people.
Yeah, okay.
What business is it of yours?
To come in and
defragment my computer.
Well, I mean, it's not my business personally, but as an HOA board member, you know, it's my responsibility.
No, it's not your business.
Oh, yes, it is, Andy. You don't know.
God, it's not your business.
See, you've been.
No, sir.
I don't know what you've been doing, picking daisies over there and staring at the clouds all day or whatever. But we
HOA never got into that level of a homeowner's business.
Oh yeah, we do now. Yeah, we do now. Ever since we found
out. Why in the hell do you? What good is it? What good does it do?
We found out that Cody was running a Russian troll farm out of his basement.
Who?
Cody.
Cody.
Yeah, he was running a Russian troll farm out of his basement.
I don't know, Cody. Okay, anyway.
Okay, well.
He was. Well, okay. So did you call the feds on him?
No. Come on, he's one of us. We wouldn't do that.
Oh, come on. No. Hell no. If he's doing something illegal.
Well, no, it wasn't technically illegal. He was just, he's responsible.
It sounded like it was.
Well, it's just,
totally what it was.
Well, no, it's just, it turns out that he's responsible for throwing the 2016 election.
Yeah?
Yeah, it turns out that Jill Stein won, but he hacked the voting counts and everything, and he gave all Jill Stein's votes to Donald Trump. So we're just trying to prevent that from happening again.
What do you mean? What do you mean giving stuff to Donald Trump? I'm voting for Donald Trump. I will always vote for John Donald Trump.
Oh, no, you can't be doing that. That's against the rules, too.
Oh, I'll do it 100 times if I could, 1,000 times if I could.
Well, that would be voter fraud, Andy.
Because,
you can't do that.
Because there were people that were voting millions of times more than they should have. Because he won that election.
Well, no, I'm talking about the 2016, you know, against Clinton, against Hillary.
See, he won it against Hillary. Yes, he did.
Oh no! It turns out that Jill Stein won the election.
Look, pardon the expression, but I'm saying that's pure unadulterated bullshit.
Oh, you're
and
bullshit.
I don't know what you're up to.
No, it was the.
And
it
if
was,
you want to, you can send me an email and tell me what the fuck you're up to.
Hey,
but you're up to no good.
I'm not
doing anything until it's documented and I can see it.
Andy, you can't be yelling at me. That's against the rules too.
Oh, look, go hang yourself, all right?
Oh, bye. Wow, that's dark.
Hello?
Hello, Andy? It's Ronk again.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen.
I just
wanted to
get me satisfied. To get me satisfied.
What?
That this isn't some sort of a crank. Spell your last name for me.
C-R-A-I-G-E-R-S-O-N. Are you satisfied? I'm not sure how that would legitimize.
Craterson, all right. Craterson, I don't, that's not a familiar name with me, number one.
Because a prank caller could definitely not spell their last name. But anyways, I just need to let you know that I went ahead and took the liberty of casting your 2024 presidential vote for you.
You did? You can't do that.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I used.
What do you mean?
I use
code. Oh, presidential vote for what? For president?
Yeah, for president. I went ahead and just
of
cast.
Of the HOA?
No, for the United States. Yeah, I just went ahead.
Of the United States. Oh,
yeah.
Sure you did.
I used Cody's Russian troll farm, and I cast your vote.
Hey, you are one fucking son of a bitch. Go to hell!
Andy!
Hello, this is...
Hello, Harry?
No, Harry's retired.
Oh, okay. Well, where is he?
Pardon?
Where is he? Is he there?
No, he's not. Is this Johan?
What? No, this is Todd. Where's Harry?
He's retired. He's no longer at this number.
Oh, what number is this? I thought this was like his cell phone or his personal phone.
No, this is not his cell phone. This is his former office number.
Oh, okay. What kind of office is it?
Law office.
Oh, that's why you said law office when you picked up. That was confusing. Yeah. You sound a little too old to be a lawyer, though.
Well, he and Harry and I are same age.
This sounds like some kind of scam. Like, what kind of hoax are you trying to pull on me here?
All right, I don't have time to carry on this conversation.
Well, you're retired though, right? So what are you like?
No.
What are you
Harry's
busy?
Harry's retired.
Well, no. What are you busy doing though?
I'm busy working.
Working on what? I hear music in the background. Doesn't sound like you're working.
All right.
I don't think a law office would be playing music. I think something's real fishy here. Is this
all right,
Harry?
Talk to you later.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
This is Rob.
Oh, hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Karen just wanted me to Karen just wanted me to remind you that at your next convenience, you need to empty out your desktop recycle bin.
Which recycle bin?
The desktop one. We were just doing the routine scan of the neighborhood this morning, and we noticed that your recycle bin was just full of stuff. You just need to empty that out.
Let me look. Let me open it up. It's the blue one.
Oh no, not your actual. I'm talking about your desktop recycle bin. You know, like on your computer or whatever.
Oh, the desktop of recycle bin.
Yeah, you just got some junk in there. You know, you need to empty that out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, on your computer, like on your desktop, it's got the little recycle bin where all the deleted files go. Yeah, that's been piling up for a while. And yeah, Karen just wanted me to just remind you, you're not in trouble or anything, but you need to just empty that out.
And what about my computer?
You need to empty out your recycle bin. You know, it's just part of the rules around here.
This makes zero sense. Whatever, dude. All right. Hello?
Ooh, Robert, why'd you hang up? I was trying to explain.
Okay, keep going. Like, this is good.
I wasn't trying to upset you or anything. I'm just trying to give you a friendly reminder. You're not in trouble. You just need to do a...
Why would I be in trouble for not emptying out my recycle bin on my computer?
It's technically in violation of the rules and everything.
Is it really? Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
So, what's your name now?
Cody.
Cody, and your last name?
Nonimsky.
Oh, nice one. That's a good one. You really thought about that.
What do you mean?
Hopefully you can keep calling around and get some people to fall for this, because that's an awesome scam that you're doing there.
How would it be a scam? I'm just asking you to quit being a lazy bones and empty your recycle bin.
Yeah. Oh, lazy bones. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's just two clicks.
Are you 10 years old? Are you 10 or 12? Come on.
I'm 38.
38? Oh, no, you're not. You're at least maybe 20.
Listen, Robert, it's just
something an 18 or 20 year old would do.
There's really no excuse. Just right click and then empty recycle bin.
Okay.
Like, are you that?
Yeah.
Are you that much of a lazy?
I'll wait for you to do yours first.
Are you?
And then I'll up your late fees on the HOA for you.
No, there's no late fee, stupid. Yeah. I'm not trying to get any money.
No, but I'm gonna add one on yours.
You're not on the HOA, okay? Yeah. You need to quit pretending like you are.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's another violation of the rules.
No.
Pretending to be on the HOA.
Oh, no, not another one. Let's keep adding them up.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up, dude.
Just quit being a lazy piece of shit and empty your recycle bin.
Hey, good one.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm not,
think this is funny. I want you to keep going.
Hey, I'm not joking with you, motherfucker. Empty that recycle bin.
Okay. Oh, really? So you're going to harass me? And even though I record this, do you know what I do for a living?
No, I don't care either.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, what do you do for a living? I'm sure it's interesting and you're super important.
Oh, you will find out.
Oh, how am I going to find out? How am I going to find out?
You'll find out.
Just tell me. Just tell me.
Huh?
Just tell me. Don't be all mysterious about it. Just tell me.
Oh, no, you'll find out.
Okay, I doubt I will. I have a feeling we'll never talk again, and I'll never find out.
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
Because I have your number, and I can trace it, and you will be getting a visitor. Thank you.
A visitor at Safeway?
At Safeway? You're calling from Safeway?
Yeah, well, no, I'm using the Safeway number near your house. So I guess you're going to send your visitor friend to the Safeway and ask for a Cody Noname.
Fuck off.
Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Who's calling?
It's your neighbor, Richard, from down the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling about that tree. You know your tree in your front yard there?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a problem I needed to let you know about.
What about the tree now?
Oh, see, here's the thing. I noticed a few weeks ago that your tree appeared to be suffering from allergies. And so I was over there the last few weeks. I started it on a gene therapy program. And something went wrong. On the last test that I ran on it, I noticed that there's been some mutation.
What? All right, what is your name again?
My name's Richard.
You have a last name?
Yeah, I do. But anyways, I was just calling about the tree and the gene therapy. I just kind of wanted to apologize because in the next few weeks...
I have no freaking clue what you're talking about. Hold on.
I know. I'm trying to explain to you. But you
hey, this is Nina to help me out.
Oh, hey, Nina. It's Richard from down the street.
Yes, Richard.
Yeah, where did Bill go? I was trying to...
He didn't have a clue what you were talking about.
Oh, gosh. Idiot husbands. Anyways, I was just calling about your tree, in your grass. I was telling them about the gene therapy treatment that I was doing to it.
On my tree?
Yeah, because see, I was out there a few weeks ago and I noticed that your tree seemed to be suffering from allergies. And so
who are you with?
I'm just your neighbor. I'm over here on Monarch, just down the street from you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your name. Tell me one more time.
Oh, my name's Richard.
Richard, okay.
Yeah, they call me King Richard because I live on Monarch.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I was treating your tree. You know, I was just doing gene therapy on it. And I was trying. Because I noticed it was suffering from allergies. And so, you know, I was trying to do what I could for it. And the problem is I noticed.
I don't understand. I guess I'm just totally confused. I don't understand why you would treat my tree and not at least ask me about it.
Oh, I don't know. I just felt kind of protective of it. You know, I'm kind of a tree hugger and everything. It's no big.
Well, I know, but you don't.
Well, I just noticed that you and Bill weren't, I don't know, you didn't seem to be taking good care of it. So I just took it upon.
I'm sorry. That is not your business. Excuse me.
Well, no, it's just, I was trying to protect.
And I still don't have your last name.
Oh, I didn't give it to you. But yeah, I'm just trying to.
What is the address? Excuse me while I speak. What is your address?
Okay, don't
please?
Get snippy. I'm over here on Monarch.
Okay. What's the address? Okay.
You know, the tree just looked a little, you know, rashy.
Are you an arborist?
Yeah. And so I was just doing a gene therapy program.
You are a certified arborist?
Yeah, something like that. And so I was just doing a little gene.
With whom? Who do you work with?
With the Department of Trees. And anyways, I was just doing a gene therapy program on it, just trying to take care of its allergies. But I guess I caused some kind of mutation. And so in a few weeks or so, you're going to start to notice like a transformation. And that's why I was calling.
What is going to happen to my tree?
It's hard to predict due to random mutation, but eventually it's going to.
I am just totally confused, sir. I don't even know what. I don't understand what a mutation. I mean, would you help me out a little bit?
Just basically your tree, it's going to turn into a cactus.
Into a what?
Into a cactus. The DNA, it's showing cacti traits.
Is my tree going to die?
Well, no, it's going to transform into a cactus.
If it does, I can promise you I will have some legal action on you.
Oh, no, you can't. See, there's no legal precedent for this, so I don't think you could take action.
I don't understand you. This sounds like some kind of hoax to me.
No, what would be the hoax? I was just trying to take care of your tree because you and Bill weren't doing right by it.
Don't ever, ever, ever come on my property again. Never.
Well, okay, but I need to monitor the transformation process.
No, you are not going to ever do anything else to my tree.
Well, no.
Or I will be. Oh, no. No,
I've taken it under my care. Hey, that's not nice.
Just hush. I am not nice. Now, if I could call the police and report this, and I probably am going to, this is ridiculous.
Well, no,
you
what
do
are the,
not go on to, hush.
All you got to do is get Royco Lawn and Lube out there to treat your grass and bushes, and it'll be fine.
What is your name again? Tell me your name.
Richard.
What is the last name, Richard?
Oh, I don't have one. I just go by King Richard.
No, Richard. That's a lie.
No, I just, like, everyone knows.
You do have a last name.
Well, yeah, but everyone just calls me King Richard.
That is not what I'm going to call you.
Oh, you better. You need to address me properly. You better, Nina.
Thank you so much for your call.
Well, no, I thought you'd be happy that I was taking care of your tree. Nina?
Somebody's done something to my tree out there, and it's going to mutate into I don't know.
Who was it?
I don't know.
He never hung up.
Would you find my computer? I don't know where I sat it, but let me look up something.
Hello, Nina, are you there?
I'm sorry. What happened?
Oh, hey, Nina. Yeah, I thought you hung up or something. Yeah, I just needed to let you know about the gay conversion therapy that I was doing for the tree also.
No, I don't. you put it in writing to me.
Well, no, I just
and I will read it. I do not want to hear anything else.
Well, I'm illiterate. I don't know how to write, but I just need to let you know I was doing gay conversion therapy on the tree also.
You better never ever do anything else to my tree.
Well, no, I noticed your tree was
No. Do you hear me? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Well, do you really want a gay?
Can you answer my question?
Well, do you want a gay tree in your yard? It's unnatural, Nina.
Let me tell you something. I think our conversation is ended.
No, we're neighbors. We should be on good terms.
No, you can't even tell me your last name.
It's McDykel.
It's what?
McDykel.
Spell it.
I-T. But I thought you'd be happy that I was taking good care of your tree and everything.
No, I am most upset that you have done something to my...
Well, no, it's going to be fine. It's just going to be a health... Hello, Nina?
Don't you think this is about enough of this hoax?
Oh, hey, Bill, it's Richard again. Look, I didn't mean to upset your wife or anything. I was just trying to explain...
What's your last name, Richard? What's your last name?
McDykel. Is Nina okay? I got things kind of mixed up. I wanted to...
What is your friggin' last name?
Richard McDykel, I told you. Is Nina okay? She seemed kind of upset, and I just wanted to clear the air. That's all. See, I got things mixed up. I didn't actually cause a mutation in your tree. I was looking
I bet you did.
No, I was looking at the results again, and actually it's...
The hell with your results. What's your last name?
I told you three times. It's McDykel.
How do you spell that?
T-H-A-T. And can I talk to Nina again? I just wanted to apologize and just clear the air.
What's your last name again?
It's still McDykel. Yeah, it hasn't changed.
Spell it.
I-T.
Spell it.
I-T.
I-T?
Yeah, that's how you would spell the word it. Anyways, can I talk to Nina? I just wanted to apologize and smooth things over. Well, come on, just let her make that decision. Don't be a controlling husband.
You're some kind of kook, you know that.
Can I talk to Nina again? I just wanted to...
No.
Why? Why are you deciding for her?
She doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, I want to talk to her. I just want to apologize and make sure that everything's okay.
No, everything is not okay. You're in deep doo-doo, man.
Well, how am I in doo-doo? How am I in deep doo-doo?
All right, John, just go kick the guy's door in, okay?
Kick my door in? What?
I'm talking to John, the policeman. I said, just go get the door in.
How come I can't hear John?
You're a kook.
Where's your friend John?
You're a kook.
Where's your friend John? I didn't hear him.
You're a kook.
Hello?
Hello, Wayne?
Yes.
Hey, Wayne, it's Ronk with the HOA.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just calling because we were doing the routine scan of the neighborhood this morning, and we noticed that your desktop is looking a little disorganized, and so we were just hoping you could just kind of clean that up a bit.
Who the hell are you?
It's Ronk with the Homeowners Association. Is this Wayne? I thought I had the right number.
Yeah, this is Wayne. My desktop...
Yeah, we were just doing the routine scan, and everything came up good as far as malware. You know, you don't have any viruses or anything, but yeah, your desktop just looks a little jumbled.
Oh, okay. So, I understand. This is one of those scam calls, right?
Well, no, it's not a scam. I'm just asking if you could just clean up your desktop. You're just technically out of compliance, that's all.
Oh, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, desktop.
You know, your computer...
None of your damn business, right?
Well, no, it kind of is. You're technically out of compliance.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what's the compliance? Explain the compliance to me. What I'm out of compliance. I think this is a fucking hoax, but tell me.
No, Wayne, come on. There's no reason.
I'll tell you what. You belong to the HOA.
Yeah.
I'm home. Drive down here and tell me and show me what the hell you're talking about.
I don't have a car.
Well, that's tough shit then.
Well, okay, but why are you being...
You have no business what my desktop and my computer looks like.
Oh, yeah, it's right there in the handbook. It's just a routine thing. Like, why are you getting upset?
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, it's for neighborhood security. We got to make sure that you're not, you know, infested with malware and all kinds of, you know, malicious programs.
You're full of shit, you know that?
No, Wayne, come on. You need to quit using language with me.
Well, then fuck yourself. How about that? How do you like that?
Well, that's even worse.
Why don't you get your ass down here? Why don't you get your ass down here to my house and show me what the hell you're talking about?
I'm talking about your desktop. You needed me to
walk. You sound like a little goddamn weasel that's pulling some shit because you're not making any sense.
I'm not a little weasel.
It's none of your damn business what's on. Yeah, you're a little weasel.
No,
that doesn't make any sense because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
This is a bunch of crap.
No, you're a bunch of crap. You need to quit being lazy and clean up your desktop.
Get somebody down here. Come on.
And you need
a big asshole.
And you need
somebody down here.
And you need to empty your recycle bin too.
Take up this shit with you. Oh,
Wayne, you hung up before I could let you know about the defragmentation.
You're selling shit, huh?
No, we're not selling anything. You just need to clean up your desktop, and then tomorrow.
You don't know. Look, Bucko.
No, come on, Wayne.
If you want to do anything with me, you get your ass down here.
Why do I have to? I'm not IT. I'm not your.
You have no business what's on my desktop, do you?
No, I'm not looking at your.
You have no business, do you?
I'm not looking at your desktop personally. I'm just making the phone call. Why are you getting upset?
I don't. Well, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, no, it does make sense. It's for neighborhood security. It's something we do all the time. Like, why is this
neighborhood security?
Why is this
Explain
a surprise?
Explain that to me.
And I'm not part of the.
Explain that to me.
And I'm not part of the Geek Squad. I can't help you troubleshoot your computer.
Well, explain why it's a security problem.
Well, because if you have malware and Russian bots.
I don't have malware. I have antivirus.
Yeah, okay, well, that's just part of the something.
This whole goddamn phone call
you're getting
is a bunch of crap. It's a bunch.
You're getting all worked up for no reason. Like, we're just trying to take care of your computer.
I'll
that's
tell
all.
You what.
And you need to quit being a lazy bones. Quit being a lazy bones.
Have an officer, kiss my ass, but have an officer.
No, I don't want to.
Of the HOA, call me.
Well, I am with
How
the,
about that?
I am with the HOA. What do you mean?
I want an officer. I want an elected officer.
I am. I'm on the board.
I want the chairman. I want the chairman to call me.
The chairman is too busy to call
you. Well, then, you know what? You can kiss my ass.
Well, no, I don't want to kiss you.
Don't call back anymore.
And also, we're going to be defragmenting
you. Don't call back anymore.
We're going to be
defragmenting. Screw yourself.
No, Wayne, I need to.
You don't make no sense. You can't explain what the hell you're talking about.
I'm trying
you
to explain.
No business is what I have on my desktop.
Okay, let me explain.
Let me explain.
Shh, just calm down. Just calm down and let me explain, okay? I need to let you know that tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we're going to be defragmenting your hard drive.
You're not going to be doing shit on my hard drive.
Yeah, we're going to be defragmenting it. It's all fragmented right now.
I don't think so. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. You don't
it's
take very
new.
Good.
It's not. You no, it's brand new.
You don't
give me any crap.
You don't take.
I don't know what kind of crap. And why does your phone ID say Safeway Incorporated?
Because that's where I work.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I figured. You have nothing to do with the HOA. This is a scam.
Well, no,
trying to get business, and you're not going to defrag crap because the computer won't be on.
I'm not trying to scam you out of anything. I'm just letting you know that we're going to be defragmenting your hard drive, and you need to empty your recycle bin too. Quit being lazy. Get all those junk.
Oh, yes, we will. I guess you have nothing better to do with your life. You don't have a life.
What? No,
you have to make these crank calls. Is that what you do?
Yeah. You got me.
It kind of sounds that way.
Yeah, okay, you got me. I have no life.
Yeah, I know you don't. I can tell the way you're speaking.
What does that mean?
That means you got some mental problems.
Well, okay.
And you're trying to get some money to do things.
Well, mental.
And you're trying to scam people. And they think, we're going to defrag your drive.
What?
We're
going to
do this.
I never asked you for money. I never asked you for money. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, right.
When did I ask you for money?
Well, I got news for you. Hey, I don't know who in the hell you are, but you're definitely not from the Homeowners Association.
I know, I'm a prank caller.
I guarantee that.
You already figured it all out.
I can guarantee that.
I know, you figured it out. You cracked the case wide open. I'm a prank caller from Safeway.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks again to Sean M. for being the mastermind behind Safeway's new remote defrag service. Thank you, everyone, for helping fund the treatment of my mental problems. I love you, and good night. Hold it.
I think maybe you ought to quit buying Teslas.